Hey, it's Marilyn for Gawler Identities. With me today are father and son, Rudy Palak. Hello, Rudy.
G'day, how are you?
And his son, Kai Palak-Vega. Hello, Kai.
Hello.
Now, Kai is doing something extremely special. I'm going to find out, we'll tell you bit by bit. Kai, what is the one thing you love more than anything else?
Cycling.
And when did you start cycling? Can you remember?
Last year in February.
Really? Only a year ago. Rudy, did you notice that Kai had an ability in cycling before that?
Yes, he used to go on his little rides to a reserve that's near our house, and always when he came back he was happy. Uh-huh. So one day we took him to the velodrome so he can ride with some other kids. And because we've done a lot of sports with him before, previously, he didn't really like anything. But the first session at the velodrome, when he came back with his bike, he said, "Daddy, I found my sport."
It was your thing. Absolutely. Now, you regularly cycle with a club. What club is that?
Central Districts.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the great idea that came to you about the holidays.
It's going to be the Up North 500. It's for Autism SA. It's going to be on the 9th of October.
Where are you going to ride?
It's going to be from the Stuart O'Grady Bikeway.
Yes.
To Copley and the Flinders Ranges.
Wow, that is some distance. So is that 500k?
500k, yep.
That's where the name came from. And why did you want to do this especially?
Why did I want to do it? For Autism SA.
And you're hoping to raise money for them?
Yeah.
What did you set your goal at to raise?
Goal used to be 2,000.
It used to be 2,000? That sounds a pretty good goal to me. What is it now?
4,000.
Oh, wow. You're hoping to raise $4,000 for Autism SA. Now, you're not doing this on your own, are you?
I'm going to be doing it with five other people.
Can you tell me who they are?
They are two from Trinity and three from cycling.
Three from the cycling club. And you put the idea to them and they said, yeah, we want to go with you.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
That's how it went. So there's going to be six of you riding from Gawler to where?
From Gawler to Flinders Ranges.
To the Flinders Ranges.
Copley.
All right, okay. Now, when you first told this idea to Mum and Dad, what was their reaction?
They basically blew their socks off.
They blew their... Did you actually blow your socks off?
Not to that extent, but...
And then after they calmed down, what happened?
Then the whole thing started.
Uh-huh. And they agreed and helped you work out your route. How many days will it take you to reach Copley?
5 days.
Okay, so 5 days of cycling with your mates. How old are you and your mates?
I am 14. Some are, actually all of them are older than me, mm-hmm. but except for one.
Okay.
How old is he?
13.
All right. So it's a young group, but you've got big ideas. And this is really good to see, Kai. The idea is to raise money. So if people want to help you out with this, how would they go about it?
I'd have to go onto Everyday Hero.
Yep.
Web page, Up North 500.
All right. Page Up North 500 on Everyday Heroes. We'll put that in the link anyway. And people can make donations. Now, when you leave on Tuesday, are you making a bit of a special event as you set off?
Yeah, we're trying to get some people there and it's going to be starting at 9 o'clock, and like we're starting to ride at 9 o'clock, so
yes.
If you can, get as much people as you can so people can come.
Yeah, that would be great. Take some photos and see the boys off on their epic ride. Do you have a support team driving behind you at all?
Supporting back and front.
Back and front. Oh, wow, so this is well worked out. That is excellent. Well, Kai, I'm really impressed that a group of boys so young come up with such a huge idea and see it through. I'm wondering, would you be able to come back after the ride and we talk again about how it went and perhaps you have some photos as well?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you both for being here with us today.